This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A tornado slammed into suburban Chicago overnight. At least four people were injured in Naperville, about a half hour west of Chicago. The tornado damaged homes, knocked down trees, and knocked out power. Millions of residents in the South have been wrestling with Claudette, which ramped up into a tropical storm this morning. It gained back strength as it moved closer to the coast of the Carolinas. The National Hurricane Center's Brad Reinhart.
Claudette is now a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour with some higher gusts. These winds are mostly occurring near the immediate coast of eastern North Carolina and over the adjacent offshore water areas.
This storm is blamed for 13 deaths in Alabama, among them eight children. The Northeast will see severe storms today, says the National Weather Service. On the West Coast, record-breaking heat is expected in the Pacific Northwest, say forecasters. Thousands of protesters poured into the streets of Brazil over the weekend as the nation's confirmed death toll from COVID-19 soared past a half million. A tragedy many critics blame on President Bolsonaro's attempt to minimize the disease. Here's our Karen Chamas.
Thousands gathered in Rio de Janeiro holding posters and flags saying, "Get out, Bolsonaro," and 500,000 deaths, his fault. Similar marches took place in at least 22 of Brazil's 26 states. The protests were promoted by opposition parties emboldened by the president's declining poll ratings as next year's presidential race looms. Many of Bolsonaro's supporters have held rallies over the past month to show their support for his decision to dismiss coronavirus restrictions in favor of protecting businesses. Critics say such measures have contributed to a soaring death toll and a sluggish vaccine campaign.
This is AP News. Iran's president-elect says no to meeting President Biden. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
President-elect Ebrahim Raisi has told reporters in Iran he's not willing to meet Biden, meanwhile calling himself a defender of human rights after being asked directly about his involvement in the 1988 mass executions of some 5,000 people. Raisi was part of a so-called death panel that sentenced political prisoners to death at the end of the 1980s Iran-Iraq War. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A suspect appeared in court in Russia on Sunday on charges of murdering an American woman who was studying at a university there. The body of 34-year-old Catherine Saru was found Saturday in a wooded area. The suspect apparently gave her a ride in his car and then killed her in the course of what the court called a dispute. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.